All right, here we go. Time now for morning trivia on WCHL. We do this every morning at this time. Freddie Kiger walks through. Well, there he is right now.
Good morning.
Always on time.
Well, I try.
I have never known you to be late.
Well, I try. I like to be prompt.
You know why? I know why it's so ingrained in you. Because you worked for a while for Dean Smith.
I did work for Coach Smith for many years.
Part of the basketball program.
Ken Miller. And
yeah.
If we had practice starting at 5 o'clock, then you showed up at 4:30.
Yeah, well.
It was always a half hour ahead of time.
And if you were ever late, you just get left.
Yep. I've seen that happen before, too.
Yeah.
Somebody come running off out from the gym to, and the bus just pulls off and...
Doesn't matter what your excuse is. You know, you might have the best excuse in the world.
Although, I do know of one story where he did wait a little bit, as
really?
In Coach Smith.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. You want to tell that? Do we have time for that?
I'll just say that the person who was late, his initials were MJ.
Oh. Michael.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have to tell me that story later.
All right.
All right. Well, what kind of question you got?
Firepower. And this is a little bit of a sobering question, but firepower.
Uh-huh.
There are 9 nations in the world that have nuclear arsenals.
Oh, gosh, yes.
5 of them are... All are a part of Asia.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Name 4. Name 4 nations that are, if not in its entirety, in Asia. A part of the country is in Asia that have a nuclear arsenal. 4 of the 5 is what we're asking.
I don't think I can do this. I don't know. Okay.
4 of the 5 that have a nuclear arsenal, and 1, of course, has been in the news.
Exactly. I know that one.
Incredibly. If you know the answer, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
You can get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Cruisers, where you are
good to go.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL. CHL.
Well, Freddie, you want to know 4 out of the 5 Asian countries that have
nuclear arsenals.
Nuclear arsenals. One would be North Korea.
North Korea.
Yeah. Beyond that, I don't know.
Who's their neighbors? They got 2 big neighbors.
And China.
China. China's got one. China's got a nuclear arsenal.
Japan.
Japan does not.
I didn't think so.
That's because of the World War II sanctions and what have you.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, Russia. Yeah, of course.
Russia. China, India, Pakistan,
really?
And North Korea.
I did not know that India had a nuclear arsenal.
Yep.
Wow.
Russia, China, India, Pakistan, and North Korea are those nations. Of course, Russia, part in Europe, the majority or the largest portion of the landmass in
I didn't think of that
Asia.
As an Asian country.
Yeah. But those are the 5 that have sobering responsibilities, and I hope that we have leaders who also realize...
We don't. I hope other people...
If one of those things get used, it's hard to backtrack.
Well, if somebody can keep a lid on that infantile idiot in North Korea, and that's really good if somebody can stop him from doing something stupid.
Well, I think he's trying to make sure with his nuclear arsenal that he is going to be, quote, represented on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I hope all the leaders of all those nations think of the incredible responsibility and consequences that might
It ain't going to be pleasant. If it happened, we might not even be here.
I don't even want to think about that. Mm. Just hope we got people who...
Somebody maintain a cool head.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Exactly. All right. Besides all that, have a good day.
Thanks for bringing me up.
Okay.
Lifting my spirits.
All right, man.